A lot of us daydream about how great it would be to run our own business and be our own boss. Buying into a franchise can seem like the quickest way to accomplish this. But Brian Dumain, editorial director of Fortune Small Business, says there are hidden risks. He's on the line now with some important tips. Brian, why are people so drawn to franchises?
There's lots of opportunity there. You don't have to have your own idea for starting a business. The franchising provides the idea for you and defines the market. It's almost like a turnkey operation.
How accurate is the assumption that you are safer going with a franchise than with starting your own business from the ground up? Does buying an existing brand actually make it easier to launch a successful operation?
There's a study at Wayne State University which discovered that about a third of all franchises go out of business over 4 years. And that rate means that opening your own franchise is just about as risky, in some cases even more risky, than starting your own business. Now, if you go with a franchise that's more well-known, more established, you have less of a risk, but there's a price. McDonald's, for example, if you want to put a McDonald's franchise, it might cost you at least $500,000 to do that. As you go down the food chain, the franchises become more affordable, but the risks are higher.
Let's talk about the most common hidden risks of franchising.
One, that there are a lot of hidden fees. There are costs for advertising, there are costs for renting your location, there are costs for hiring salespeople. Another of the things that people don't think about, one of the hidden risks, is really not knowing enough about your market that you're going into. Just because you're buying a franchise from an established company doesn't mean that there is a guaranteed audience for your product or your service. So you should really scope that out first. Now, the third thing I would point out is that there's something that all franchisers get, which is called a Uniform Franchise Offering Circular, or UFOC. If you're a franchisee and you're buying a franchise, you would want to read that. Strangely enough, most people don't. They just sort of take it for granted that this has been signed off by the Federal Trade Commission and, you know, everything's on the up and up. But often there are details in there that make it very difficult to operate a franchise. For example, this UFOC may have a no refunds ever clause in it. They may spell out exactly the kinds of signs you have to buy or the kinds of communications equipment you have for your business. And this can really handcuff you. A lot of people go into franchising thinking that they're going to be an independent business person running their own show, but actually there are so many rules and regulations that they're basically just in almost any other kind of job following the orders of the big boss.
So we've covered some of the risks. What are the other keys to choosing the right franchise situation and making it work?
That's a great question. I think the way to look at it is pick a business that's doing something that's different. We looked at some of the fastest growing franchise companies in the country. And here's one. It's called 1-800-GUT-JUNK. They're unusual. What they do is they pick up your junk, the kind of junk that your garbage man won't pick up. Old refrigerators, couches, they'll even come in and clean out your attic, your basement, your garage. They've grown to 200 franchises so far. Their growth rate is about 100% a year, which is remarkable. And they're in 38 states, but that means there's still a lot of territory there that hasn't been covered. There are a number of others like that. Geeks on Call, that's another franchising company for people who like to fix computers. And you call Geeks on Call, and they'll send a computer geek out in a truck to fix your home computer, and that's doing very well. They're growing about 120% a year. They've got 294 franchises out there. Another one is the Wild Bird Center. It's a store that has bird watching products, which is a pastime that's growing in popularity. They have 97 franchises. They're growing 58% a year.
Sounds like a whole lot of better mousetraps out there, if you just know where to look.
Absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head. A better mousetrap is what to look for when you're looking for a chance to succeed in franchising.
Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
Brian Dumain is editorial director of Fortune Small Business.